Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Coming up in about 6 minutes, your first shot. Is that that house party song? House party.
House party.
Is that Sam Hunt who sings it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Or Talk Singer Man?
Yeah. Talk Singer
Man. Well-versed on country artists, but I think that's right.
Man, that's Sam Hunt. Every time I keep learning about him, he just keeps getting better and better.
Is he respected in the country world?
I think
so. He's a babe.
He's
new on the scene, relatively new, but yeah.
Yeah, he definitely respected.
Well, a little bit I did see from the ACMs last night. Pretty awesome.
Yeah? You watched the ACMs, huh?
I watched a little bit. So I'm a boy Blake, of course. Same with Luke. What else did I see? Chris Stapleton won 3 or 4 awards.
Speaking of your boy Blake, he did take on Luke Bryan during the show last night.
Yeah.
And the censors mistimed it when he took a shot at Luke.
Uh-oh.
Good luck tonight, boys. He's all yours now. You're a dumb.
So he called him
a dumb S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They missed that one.
They're so fun.
It was weird because there was 2 award shows last night.
Yeah.
And then you had WrestleMania.
Yeah.
How do you choose?
Yeah.
Jenna, I heard you were about to buy a WrestleMania.
You guys, I don't know what came over me. I think I was tired. I got too much sun. I was laying on my couch and I got caught up into the 30-minute pre-show for WrestleMania. And I don't know. I know we've had wrestlers in here recently leading up to this. I know nothing really about wrestling. So I just was trying to tune in just to like see what it was that's so captivating about it. So I found myself watching this pre-show and then they announced The Rock.
The Rock was cut to what you had to buy on demand.
And I switched over like, do I want to do this? How many hours of wrestling is it going to be? But I don't know. I was so curious. I didn't ultimately do it. I was like, Jenna, don't do this. Because I watched the iHeart.
Over 100,000
people.
Yeah. It's 102
insane. I know. People love this. I'm trying to figure it out, you know?
It was the largest WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal showed up.
He looked great in there.
Yeah.
And I'm being told that Sting did, in fact, retire this weekend.
He did.
He was awfully coy when Kelly brought it up.
I felt bad.
Well, you know, he was probably holding off on his big announcement.
I feel like I offended him.
You didn't offend him.
I got it. I agree with you. I thought Hall of Famers were usually
retired.
In most sports, yeah. But I guess he was one of the few to be inducted as he was still
active. But
active.
Then he retired like, well.
And I found out Ric Flair, too. Your boy, you've seen Ric Flair out and about in his truck.
Woo! I loved Ric Flair when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot about modern wrestling, but back in the day, I'm a classic wrestling fan.
I remember the old school ones. Also, the iHeart Radio Awards were on last night.
I saw these as I was flipping through, and I'm like, is that now? Because I was like, 2 award shows at the same time didn't compute in my brain.
A couple clips from last night, a couple highlights. Pharrell had a little trouble reading the teleprompter. That's always tough. Mm-hmm.
From early on, everyone knew that they were hearing something that they had never heard before. Y'all got to slow this down, G.
Yep.
I feel like it's an auction right now.
You gotta slow it down, G.
I hear you, dog.
Not too fast, man.
I feel you, man.
You would think that Brad Paisley would have been at the ACMs.
Yeah.
He was not at the ACMs. He was at the iHeart Radio Awards. And he performed with Demi Lovato. He played the guitar. And boy, homegirl, her pipes were strong last night.
I don't own, baby. God knows how.
How do you sing like that without blowing your vocal cords?
How do you sing like that? Like
a lot of vocal rest, I'd imagine.
Yeah, every night. I mean, not that she's singing every night right now, but.
Do we have any Justin?
The Beebster?
Yeah, I want to hear
Justin
his new song.
Kicked off just with his guitar.
Got the dreads.
We don't have
it's
that
very
one.
Very intimate.
But
yeah,
he looks. I was telling Kelly during the break. I was like, something just
so
looks
sad.
Different about Justin.
100%. I know. Some of us are going to the show
next
week, and I'm a little concerned about it.
It's like, okay.
He wasn't totally with the dance routine, you know, and has these dreadlocks going on.
It's like he's going
through the motions.
Like, through the motions. Like,
he's
not
exhausted.
Happy. He looks exhausted. He looks like he's tired.
Something's up, too, because, you know, I follow him on Instagram, and it's like he's posting so many photos. You know, he's on tour, and then he just goes into the wilderness every day.
He wants to get away.
You know, so wherever he is, he wants to get away from people. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So
he changed his look drastically. Mm-hmm. He's very 90s grunge, and he's got the dreadlocks. He sounded good. His voice sounded good.
It did sound good.
It was just him and the guitar. He just, yeah, he just, I want him to be happy, Justin.
I do, too. I feel so bad for him.
I want the hyper Justin that was jumping around with a big smile on his face and putting people in headlocks. And that's the Justin that we miss. And he just doesn't, I hope he gets happy again.
Looks tired.
He just looks like they're working too hard.
I think he's just tired.
Yeah.
Imagine, man, he worked hard on his album. Now he's going straight to tour. He's still probably dealing with his heartbreak from his girlfriend, with his ex-girlfriend, Celine. And she was there last night, so he had to deal with that. Speaking of Justin's, Justin Timberlake, he introduced Taylor Swift, and she was winning a big award, and he made a joke with her name.
I am very happy to be back with all of you in this arena to help honor a great young woe man who has accomplished extraordinary things in arenas and stadiums all around our world. I'm speaking, of course, about this year's winner of the iHeart Radio Music Award for Best Tour, Tyler Swift. Close enough.
Tyler Swift. Tyler Swift went up there and she thanked her man, everybody.
Really?
Yep.
You know, for the first time, I had the most amazing person to come home to when the spotlight went out and when the crowds were all gone. So I want to thank my boyfriend, Adam, for that.
Uh-huh. Real name, Adam.
So I'm sitting there.
Interesting, because the first award she didn't thank him, and I was wondering why. Yeah.
My wife was so thrown off by that. She looked at me. She goes, oh. Because they go right to Calvin Harris when she says Adam. And she goes, oh, my goodness, that's so embarrassing. I thought she was dating Calvin Harris. I'm like, no, that's his real name, baby. He's fine. She did have that look like, yo, why you say my real name on TVs? It's time to play round one of Beat the Bank. This is where you can win up to $1,000. I almost said way more money than you can win up to $1,000. We'll put you inside the bank vault, but you got to get in to play. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what number would you like?
Do you have one in mind for me?
No.
You're smirking. Okay, 19.
Caller number 19. We'll let you play Beat the Bank. And coming up next, we'll play. And we'll tell you why I'm probably never going to be allowed at Jenna's house ever again with my family.
Oh, man.
Never again. I'm sorry, Jenna. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. All right. We'll...
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Another week to win some cash. Loan me some.
Man, your computer keeps crashing now.
I've never had a problem with Apple. I've been an Apple Mac man, whatever you want to call it, for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of them, but this one, I've had a problem. It's under warranty, so they brought it back to life. The logic board or something like that went out.
Oh, not the logic board.
I'm not a computer guy.
Know.
But it did. It's been the same thing. So
I'm sorry.
To go back to the store again today, get my round of applause. If you go to the Mac store, was it Apple store or Mac?
Apple
store. If you get there right when they open on Saturday and Sunday, they give you a round of applause. Everybody that walks
really?
In it, yes. Everybody
Why?
That walks in at the time that they open, like
wow.
when they're opening the doors, they applaud.
Oh, that's cool. Know that.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
So if you're ever feeling down, you need a round of applause, go to the Apple store.
Right? I'm not here to buy anything. I just wanted the applause.
Right when they open, man. I'm telling you. 10 people walk in and they applaud you.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. You are the correct caller, and you get to play Beat the Bank this hour.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay.
Maybe you can go to the Apple store and get yourself a nice round of applause.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you up to right now? Are you going to work, or you're at home?
I am. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, okay. Having a good time.
Oh, let's make it a good first day back at work.
I know it's tough because it's Monday, Kayla.
Yeah.
We're going to make it better.
I'm going to myself out of the bed.
Right? Are you married or are you single?
I am married.
Yeah?
And I have two kids.
Nice. How old are your kids?
My oldest son is 9 and my son is 4.
Okay. Do they get along or do they fight all the time?
Oh, no, they get along. My daughter, she babies him to death.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
My kids fight a lot lately. Yeah.
Happens.
Kayla, here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. Your one job is to say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn. It could get up to $1,000. Even if he says that, you still have to yell stop, because if it closes on you, we get nothing. And then we're all sad.
Okay.
Al, do you want to tell Kayla how you're feeling this morning?
Kayla, it's been a while since we've had a $1,000 winner. I'm sorry, $1,000 on the bank up for grabs. I think it's going to go. I think it's going to go today.
What?
I don't know.
You've never flat out said that.
Wow.
Never flat out said that.
You've written it down on paper before, but you've never verbally said it.
Kayla, I don't know.
You're feeling extremely positive.
Please do not let me influence you. Just take it with a grain of salt. All right.
That is true. We haven't had our first $1,000 winner yet, and I don't think it has gone up that high in a
little bit.
In a couple turns.
So anyway, that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like today might be the day.
Wow.
Strong words from Big Al Mack right there.
Going out on a limb.
But again, he knows nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, we would say his predictions are 50-50.
And if I remember correctly, Friday, he was way off.
Oh, man, he was way off.
I'm due for a good day.
Okay.
Well, that's true. That's a positive way of looking at it. You are due for a good day.
All right, Kayla, there's only one way to find out how much money's in there, and that's to play Beat the Bank.
Oh
boy.
110. 230. 270. 320. 440.
Al, this is not a good start to the week of my birthday party.
Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kayla. Thank you for playing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, Kayla.
Dang.
Kayla.
Hopefully that's not how the Vanilla Ice concert goes.
Oh, man. Oh, Kayla, I feel so bad.
Al, would you like to apologize to her?
I am so sorry.
You want to give her bonus points?
Wow. I don't think she even wants your bonus points after that.
I would never speak to me again.
Those are tainted bonus points.
I would never speak to me again, Kayla.
Oh, Kayla.
I am so sorry.
You hung in there tough, Kayla. I'll give you that.
I knew something was up when he started at 50.
Yeah.
Oh, Kayla.
Kayla, that means you could still play and try to get in next hour. We'll play less than an hour from now.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing. All right, Kayla, have a wonderful Monday.
I gotta sit down.
That's how we kick off the Monday.
It's devastating. Imagine how she feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's not even my money.
I think Kayla probably feels similar to how I felt when I went to Jenna's house on Saturday with my family.
And it was a pleasant surprise to have you show up, because Kinsey, JC's wife, texted me and invited me to go to breakfast with her. She was going right around the corner from my place. They have all these open houses going on.
Yeah.
Right? All these showings, because you guys are trying to sell your house. And she's like, oh, every time we have a showing, Jose says he wants to go to the gym, and then she has the kids, so she tries to find stuff to do. So she was getting Case in a haircut, going to breakfast. I had some girlfriends coming over, so I was still cleaning up. I was like, why don't you stop by and see my new place? Bring the kids over.
You have your new dog and everything?
Yeah, I got
perfect.
My new dog. I really wanted you guys. You haven't been over yet. I wanted you just to come stop by and say hi. So Kenzie brings Case and Chloe over.
And Dex, my dog.
And so the front door opens, and JC walks in his workout clothes. That was like a pleasant surprise. I didn't know he was stopping by. And the dog. I was so excited. So I'm like, hey, kids. I just had the back door open. Go outside with the doggies. Check out the pool. Dex takes a dump on the floor.
Well, yeah.
First thing.
He's christening the place.
Yeah, he's got to mark his territory.
And Jenna's got, like, all these, like, rugs with like long hairs on them?
I have a lot of like white, expensive, fluffy rugs. Yeah.
Did you poop on that?
I've actually like spent way too much money decorating my place. I wanted to be real adult with this house.
He was like inches from the fluffy rugs.
He was in between two white fluffy rugs on the hardwood floor.
I didn't want to walk into Jenna's house for fear that it was on the rug because my wife walked down and she goes, Jen, I am so sorry. Dex already pooped in your house.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, strong start to the visit.
And then I suddenly realized, wow, my house is not ready. You know, like my house is not childproofed either. Because
it didn't have to be.
No.
It doesn't have to be for me. Yeah, exactly. So we're hanging out in the backyard and I have a pool. The pool's cold right now. So it was warm out though. And Chloe was so cute. She's sitting on the edge of the pool. And Kinsey, meanwhile, has said, I'm going to go to the bathroom, Chloe. Do you need to go potty? Do you want to go potty with Mama? You want to go potty? You know, you're like encouraging kids to use the bathroom when it's time.
Yeah.
And so Chloe's like, no, I'm good, Mama. So Kinsey goes to the restroom. I'm sitting outside. Kaysen's picking up rocks. I mean, giant rocks.
I think he threw one in your pool.
I threw one in the pool. I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, my place is not childproofed at all. Chloe takes her little socks and shoes off and sits on the stairs at the side of the pool and dips her feet in the water.
Okay.
And then she stands up, holds her crotch, and goes, ooh!
Something's happening.
Two for two?
She starts walking.
Oh, no.
She is just peeing everywhere, all over the rocks, all over the yard.
But at least it's outside.
It is outside, whatever. But it was hilarious because she was just going in her little jeans.
Aww.
And she's upset. And then JC and Kinsey, I look to them like, what are they going to do? And they are both cracking up.
What do you do in these situations? When you're
Kaysen, you're next.
Yeah,
I know.
Right?
So we're looking around because I'm like, gosh, we have to keep track of my dog, your dog, both your kids.
And Chloe's standing up and she's going, something's happening. Something's happening. And then she starts going, she's going, I'm going Pete.
I actually took video of this. So then they're stripping her down naked and she's upset and they're like, do you have anything? And I'm like, I don't have like
do you have baby clothes,
I don't
Jenna?
Have anything that's gonna fit her.
If anybody does, it's Jenna.
Yeah, right. No, they were smart. They were like, oh, don't worry, we have backup clothes. I'm like, I guess that's just the thing you always have to have. My gosh, so funny. I was just thinking, what's next. It was so, and then they're like, okay, it's time for us to go. I made Kinsey a drink. It's time for us to go. They'd only been over for like 45 minutes?
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
JC, did you pee?
Well, not in the house.
So Chloe also went on the front porch, and I have video of this. Chloe sat down. Man. They brought a little toilet.
Yeah, we had her potty.
Because she's potty trained, I guess, and so they brought a little toilet. I didn't know you had to take a toilet with you, so they left
BYOT,
the toilet on the front porch. It was just so funny, because as they left, I opened the door. I'm like, bye! You know, as I have girlfriends showing up, and just what a change it is. You know, how different.
You forgot your toilet!
JC's in his tank top with his protein shake, and I had made Kinsey a frozen Miami Vice, and they're walking out, and JC's carrying a little pink potty, and he was like, oh, Jen, I used to walk out of your house carrying such cooler things. I don't know, like what?
Beer.
But yeah, case of beer to a kitty toilet.
I don't know how much my life has changed until I go to like a friend's house that I used to party with all the time.
Yeah.
And then when I'm walking away from Jenna's house with a little pink potty and my daughter's pee pants, I'm like, man, what happened?
Little boy's grown up.
What is my life going to?
I know, I'm walking around my place like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it. Like, what I have to baby proof, you know, picking up between breakable things or things
they should, you
know, I have like booze sitting out. They can't get into that.
Yeah.
They're trying to feed Jenna's dog like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Props to you guys because, man, it's a lot of work. I realize how good I have it. And I know it's different when they're yours, you know. They didn't bother me at all. It wasn't like that. It's just, my gosh, you know, I'm so lazy. Like, I can just go lay outside and not have to think about anything. Yeah.
Is it weird when you see me with my kids, Kelly? Because I know you.
No, not at all.
Did you feel weird, Jenna? Do I look different? Do I act different?
I don't know. You still act the same. But yeah, it's made you be a lot more responsible.
See, I didn't party with you like Jenna maybe did.
Right.
So I don't know that side of you. I don't know the party boy you lost.
I appreciate it because you're still really chill. You're still a little bit of the little kid that you've always been, though. I have video of you. He was teaching Kaysen how to have a fight stance if someone was going to fight him.
Stand like this.
Falling over. Yeah, so you still play like a little kid with him, which is super cool.
Sorry my kids peed all over your house.
My dog's standing there like, what? works.
You tell me not to do this, and you're letting them do it?
Yeah.
That should be a Hallmark card. I'm sorry, my kids feed all your house.
But the good news is that we're not going to be crashing anybody's house anymore, hopefully, because I think we're getting close to finishing up our house.
Really?
The whole sale thing.
Okay,
so
cool.
Exciting. It's such a relief.
It's looking good. I think we don't have to have any showings.
Got a little offer. Finger crossed. A little offer.
All right. Someone that came Saturday when you were gone?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. It was a repeat visitor.
Good.
Nice.
Yes. So it's looking good.
All right.
I wish us luck with that. And that we won't have to visit your house anymore and pee in your house.
No more, because you're going to live so far away.
Yeah, man. I'll be visiting Kelly's house
from
then.
That's right. Out. Come pee in my yard, kid.
Oh, I will, Kelly.
I was talking about kids, not you, JC.
Oh, my bad. Going to break it in. Coming up next, we got the shout-out game. We found out so many things about the show on the shout-out game. We found out Big Al Mac hooked up with a celebrity, Millie Jackson.
Oh, boy.
You say who? Same thing here.
Yeah.
And then last week, we found out the Kelly fantasizes about a...
You make it sound like it's a constant occurrence that I'm constantly fantasizing.
Of course he makes it sound like that.
I maybe imagined what it would like to be with JC in a carnal way.
Sure.
Maybe I imagined that at one point.
It's all good. We're
just out of curiosity.
It hurt Al's feelings
a little bit. Never fantasized about
me. What are we going to find out this week? We'll play the shout-out game next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 25 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank again. Unfortunately for Kayla.
Oh, man.
She may have listened to Al a little too closely.
Something.
Because Al said he was feeling not only good, but extremely confident that it would go up to 1,000.
Yeah.
Never said that before.
Never said that before.
That was your first time ever.
I think I may never say that again. Yeah.
Yeah. The bank didn't even make it halfway there, and it closed on Kayla. So we'll play again. About 25 minutes. Corey sent us a text message and said, the bank closing that quickly is the most Monday thing ever.
It is. It's very Monday.
It really is. And Kid Nation wants to know if we're just going to gloss over a tweet that came in on Friday, Kelly.
Oh, boy.
What?
Hashtag Howie D. Obviously, I have a type. Love you, Alan. Hashtag Dead 7.
Oh.
And it was a picture of Howie D that you posted.
Yeah, because. I mean, it's everybody knows I have a type.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her saying the words. I think that's just saying, hey, love you. Like,
yeah, shout out.
Yeah.
Like, shout out boyfriend who looks just like Howie D, who looks just like Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who looks just like Meg's husband, who looks just like,
Richard Rollins.
Yeah.
I never knew I had a type. I just always dated who I dated, but apparently, you know, I've talked to other fair-skinned women, and they're attracted to dark men, and I think it's sort of like one of those basic instinct things, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want my child to be born, you know, frying in the sun. I was so thankful that she has her dad's olive complexion, so maybe that's what it is.
You think it was more the L word?
Yeah, that's people were just wondering. Yeah, that's what they're trying to make it be.
Everybody's trying to make a big deal out of that.
We're not glassing. Might have been an April Fool's. It was on April 1st.
Mm. Was it?
Yeah, you put that up there. Was he at the party?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay. You didn't put him through with the movie?
No.
He was watching as we did Facebook Live. He said hi.
Oh, really?
He just tweeted me good morning.
Good morning.
Or texted me.
Sweet.
Hey,
texted me. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Yeah. Just in time to listen to Kelly play the shout-out game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me text him back.
What?
Good morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What emoji did you use?
Goodness.
Just 3 exclamation points. No emojis necessary that time.
You can send him the cat with the heart eyes.
I could. Why does it have to be the cat?
I don't know, because it's different.
Why the cat?
I don't know.
I'm not into the cats.
No, you don't like the cat
one? I don't like the cat emoji.
One emoji in my life.
Never?
Never.
Oh, I'm really
into make that happen today.
No,
I'm good. Send it to your girlfriend.
I've sent a semicolon and a half a parenthesis. A smile.
A winky.
That is the most I've ever sent.
A winky smile.
A winky smile.
That's all I've ever done.
Oh, you got to send it, Al.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm a dude.
Oh, come on. Your girlfriend would love it so much if you sent her an emoji, because you've never done that before.
Every time I pull them up by accident, because I hit the wrong button, I'm like, how do you get out of this stuff?
Well, you have to install them.
Well, no, they're here. They're on my phone and on my iPad and stuff.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I'll accidentally hit something and they'll pop up. I'm like, what in the heck is this?
It's an emoji.
Exit.
The Kimmojis are the best, though.
I'm not going to download those.
You can't,
I would like those.
You can't send your dude friend like an emoji, a Kimmoji.
I'm not going to send anybody an emoji.
I'm not
going to send an emoji, period.
Yeah. I send them to Jenna. Just my friends that are girls.
Yeah.
I've only sent it to girls. Mm. Kimmoji.
All right. You go.
Usually the one where she's twerking.
All right. We are wasting
time. All right. Let's play the shout-out game.
Hey, guys.
We have our boy Nick in studio. Made his way over from the phone screening room where he sits.
I'm excited to be here. So everyone knows how to play the shout-out game.
Shout-out. Of course.
I'm going to read a generic statement, and if you have done it, just say shout-out.
Okay.
There you go.
And then, if you can, explain a little bit about the story.
I don't know how I got a job that now on Mondays we're playing basically Truth or Dare minus the dare.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like we're playing like Never Have I Ever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could start doing this like as a drinking game too if you want.
No, that's okay.
Like Mondays with some
that's
mimosas
okay.
or
no, thank
okay.
you.
If we start all playing right. on Fridays, I'd be down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, first question in the shout out game.
Okay.
Anyone in the room, who has texted a dirty pic?
Shout out.
Shout out.
I shouldn't have said it that way.
You know my
Jenna
rule.
Says it like she does it every day or
you
something.
You know my rule.
Shout out. No, no
complete.
Super, no with face naked.
Right.
Just like sexy.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
I have
it. Cute lingerie or something.
And I'm with Kelly on this. Never put a naked picture out there. Ever.
No, don't do
it. I don't care how much in love you are.
Yeah.
The same amount of love you have turns into hate.
Yeah.
And people do things when they're blind with rage. Never
Kelly.
Yeah, because I have. Remember, I told you guys a story where I accidentally meant to send one to my wife, and I sent it to my mom.
Yeah, that's the
and
worst.
That was unfortunate.
But fortunately, it was just it was just a picture of me, a nice little message that my mom probably didn't want to read.
Your tattoos are really distinct. So.
Yeah, they are.
JC, I think I remember a story about you saying that you'll take the picture, you just won't send it.
Just to see how you're looking.
I've done that.
I never let it go to the cloud. It's just there.
No shout
take
out.
Take a look. How's it looking from my wife's point of view? And then I delete.
Okay.
JC and I are the same person.
On the cloud, JC. They're
all
never
right.
deleted.
It's not in the cloud. I turn off the cloud, Al. I turn off the cloud.
Moving on. Has anyone ever gotten sick on an airplane?
Shout out.
To the point of throwing up?
Yeah, you had to use a little baggie.
Shout out, actually.
No, I've been sick, but I've never thrown up.
Coming back from JC's wedding, I drank so much. Not only did I throw up in the airport after I got through security, I got sick on the airplane. That was one of the worst hangovers ever. I hated myself.
Man, we went hard at my
wedding. We went hard at your wedding. I mean, I got so sick all night. That was actually the last time I decided to get that drunk before I had to fly the next day.
I think that's one of my biggest fears is, like, getting sick, like a stomach bug.
Drunk on a plane.
Because people know if you go in that bathroom for longer than 3 minutes that something's wrong.
I've never been on a flight home from Vegas where I haven't heard someone throwing up.
Yeah. It's the worst.
All right. What else you got?
All right. Has anyone in the room ever tried dog or cat food?
Shout out.
Oh, shout out. Yeah.
Was it good?
I was a kid and I used to pretend to be my dog. I'd go to my grandparents' house and they had Taffy. And I would get
taffy
down
was
on
a
my
dog or taffy,
taffy was
the
a
name
dog, and I would get down on my hands and knees and go to the dog food bowl.
Oh.
I mean, I was a kid.
Was it soft or hard food?
It's hard, crunchy.
Hard food. Yeah,
I wouldn't do the soft.
Jason
no,
just
gross.
Did the soft like a year ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I've tried both, cat and dog.
What's your favorite flavor?
Hard and soft. For some reason, to me, cat food smells delicious.
Oh my god!
I don't know why, but it smells delicious.
Mm. Like the fancy feast.
Yeah,
stuff?
The fancy stuff is just, and it doesn't taste bad.
Actually, I'm going to take your word for that.
Not as flavorful as you would think based on the smell. The dog food is the most
Jason's
blah
like,
thing.
That's actually what I ate in college for a year.
Yeah, but not bad. I actually, it's good.
All right.
Okay, moving on. Shout out game. Say shout out if you stole alcohol from your parents.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Let's see.
Al?
I think we know Kelly's answer.
We didn't have alcohol in the house.
I don't think so. I mean, my dad he wasn't a beer drinker. Had he been a beer drinker, maybe I would have, but he used to drink some brown liquor called W.L. Weller's, which is still around, obviously, and something else. But I never had a taste for it. No, didn't. Never did.
Really?
Never did.
I had a party. I did it once. My problem was the joke was kind of on me because my parents weren't drinkers, and they only had a little bit in case they had guests over. So when I filled the vodka back with water, the next time my friends tried to steal it, it was still just water. Because my parents never replenished alcohol. So I got one time out of it.
It happened at my friend's house. We went there and they were serving us as the guests and it was a bottle of water. It was supposed to be vodka.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and
that's
they had teenagers in the house. Yeah.
See, I got caught because we had this drink called Rompope and it's very milky and actually pretty thick. Ooh. But my uncle let me try it when I was like 10 or 11.
Milky?
He let me have a sip and it was so good and sweet.
Milky liquor.
Yeah. And then I saw my parents had it so I had some. And then I started filling it up with water.
Filling it up
so that they would see that, it's still there. And then they realized, no, you could see the water sitting in there.
Huh.
And I got caught because of that. Rompope.
Don't do that.
No.
All right, moving on. Has anyone ever used chocolate in the bedroom?
Shout out.
Man.
Gosh, this is boring. Well, I guess shout out.
Yeah.
My husband fed me once chocolate-covered strawberries.
That's one, yeah.
But
yeah,
we weren't decorating with it, if that's what you're talking about.
Chocolate in all forms.
Decorating?
I ate chocolate in the bedroom once. How about that?
JC said shout out pretty quickly.
Tried a couple. Tried the regular stuff you put in the milk. Don't do it.
No.
It's messy. It stains the sheets. And then we tried the hard shell stuff.
Right, that you put on like ice cream and it freezes pretty quickly.
But it has to be put on a cold surface to freeze,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So that was another problem. So that didn't work out so well.
You know, my ex-wife, I guess I could have done that. No, never done that. No chocolate in my bedroom.
Okay. Shout out, but no good story. It's just inappropriate.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
All right. Has anyone ever lied to our producer, Robert, about plans that you have that you really didn't have just to get out of something?
So, yes, Al?
No, no. Robert didn't ask me to do a whole lot.
I actually haven't. Yeah, I haven't lied to Robert.
Let me think. I don't think so.
I respect Robert. I actually have not lied.
I don't lie to the white
chick. Did Robert throw that one in? Because
no, he really did.
Yeah, suspecting somebody of lying about
really
something.
Does he think we're lying about something?
I got enough to do where I don't really have to lie about it.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, last question for the shout-out game. If you're in the room, say shout-out.
Okay.
If you are adding to the family in 2016.
Oh, boy.
Is this just a... JC, are you going to shout out because Kinsey's pregnant?
What?
What?
Is that why he put that in there?
Oh,
what? No.
Is she pregnant?
No.
You adding
no.
me in 2016?
No.
JC's
no,
pregnant.
No, guys.
Are you
no.
pregnant? Are you pregnant?
Because that would have been a real clever way to sneak that in.
Yeah, right.
No shout out over here.
Hold on. Why JC only?
Because I can't have any more kids.
Al?
No, I'm not.
And I'm not.
JC, is Kinsey pregnant?
No, Kelly.
Are you serious?
Look, no.
You're grinning with your eyes.
Wait a minute.
Wait, everybody.
What's going on?
Nick, are you pregnant?
Shout out.
Yeah! Oh!
Really? I'm not. My wife is.
Really?
Yeah. It is a boy.
Yay!
Thank you. Wait a minute. We got something else.
Yay!
Okay.
That was
true. I figured it out. I just got Kinsey drunk on Saturday.
Yeah, I was like, no.
She's pregnant. I feel terrible.
Yes.
Okay, congratulations, Nick.
So, October.
You made it through the first trimester.
Okay. So, she's feeling better, which is good. October 4th, and it's a boy.
Good job, awesome, Nick.
Show baby, yeah.
Show baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have your little Aggie on the way.
That's right. So, we're excited. We're happy.
How much paternity leave are you going
to
take?
I don't know. I got to talk to George about that later. We're still kind of figuring out some names right now.
Yeah. Family names?
Yeah, we do have some family names that we may try and combine one from mine, one from hers.
Grandfathers. What are your grandfather's names?
Her grandfather is Alan.
I love that one.
Interesting.
And,
Alan!
My grandfather's name is Maurice, but we may go with his last name of Davis.
Maurice.
So,
Mo.
We'll see.
Big
we'll see.
Mo.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure things out. But
yeah. Maybe Maurice, you can say, Big Mo in the house.
And every time Kinsey brings my kids here, my son loves Nick. And I keep telling Nick, I'm like, dude.
Nick will be a great dad.
You're going to be such a good dad.
Yeah.
Last week. Were they here last week? Or around your birthday, whenever they were here.
A couple weeks ago.
I was playing with Kaysen, and Kinsey said something. And I almost, she was like, when are y'all going to have kids? And I was like, I can't.
9 months.
Yeah, I got it, but I kept my mouth shut. So.
Well done. Yeah. Nobody had an idea.
No. Awesome.
I was hoping that's exactly how it would go, too. I figured everyone would guess you.
Yeah.
I'm glad no one guessed me.
We know better.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks, very cool.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter if anybody wants to say congratulations?
At Nick Adams Tweets.
Boom.
Nick Adams Tweets.
Nick Adams Tweets.
Nick Adams Tweets.
Very nice.
Our boy Nick is having a baby.
So thanks, guys. We did that whole thing just for that, just so you know.
I was wondering why we just did this a minute ago. Why are we doing it again? Yeah.
And I love your story because you guys were high school sweethearts, went off to college.
Yeah, we were high school sweethearts, and we had the forethought to think, hey, let's give each other a little break for college. And so towards the very end of college, we got back together and married for, it'll be 5 years in November.
Wow.
So,
you did the whole, if you love something, set it free, and if it comes back, it's meant to
be. That's right. That's right. It was hard, but it worked. Oh, it worked for us.
Everyone told me to set it free again.
Yeah.
Very free,
was chocolate involved?
It was not. Not this time. Right.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Nick.
Thanks.
We got a couple babies coming up here in the office.
Yeah. Claudia and now Nick. Girlfriend. Gosh. It's going to be empty around here for a minute.
It is. Maternity. No paternity leave, I don't think.
No.
Oh, there'll be some. There'll be some.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we got another chance for you to win up to $1,000. Kid Nation, we'll put you inside the bank vault. We'll play Beat the Bank here shortly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a lot of text messages congratulating our boy Nick.
Hey.
We used the shout-out game, or he used the shout-out game to announce to Kid Nation that he and his wife are expecting.
Very clever.
And Blair. Nick's been with us for a long time. He started as an intern when he was still in college at Texas A&M.
Who works here that didn't start as an intern? Well, us.
Jenna, I think you got hired as just a phone screener, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Jenna.
Yeah.
I didn't start as an intern here.
Trey was an intern in the man room, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, Trey was
Shannon.
An intern.
Ryan.
Shannon was an intern.
Shannon was an intern.
Part-time Justin, now part-time was an intern.
Yeah. So internships do lead
They do
to
pay
jobs.
Off.
I was part-time at first. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I
yeah.
was part-time for a minute.
Yeah, all the internships basically get your foot in the door. Then it's, you know, if you want to go after it, get
it's
it.
It's your time.
Get it.
Now, look at Nick. Now he's like a producer. He's going to have a baby. Al, about the emojis, because you said you've never sent one to your girlfriend.
No.
I believe emojis make it easier for those guys with zero romance to be a bit romantic. How easy is it to just send a kiss or a heart? If I get one of those, I always smile.
Or a dozen roses. They just hit that rose emoji 12 times. You got a dozen roses.
Oh, that's player.
I like it here and there. I mean, not a guy that uses emojis all the time, but in that situation, it's nice.
Sporadically. If it's every text, it's like, okay, it's not special anymore.
Don't overdo it.
Mm. Okay. That's my motto, actually.
Yeah. You don't do it at all.
At all.
Your motto is, I'm not doing it.
Don't overdo it.
Do you get sad if they don't use, like, an exclamation point?
I'll tell you what bothers me.
What?
And I don't know if he's listening or not.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You're talking about your boyfriend?
Oh, no.
I like it when somebody takes the time to spell out the word you.
Yeah.
You don't like the you?
I don't.
I intentionally do you when
it's casual.
When I am showing that I don't care.
When it's, yes, when you fully spell out a word, any word, it just gives the text more importance.
Agreed.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not like saying if he texts you the you and not you, he doesn't really love you. I'm not saying that.
No.
Just for me and for Jenna, apparently,
it
means more when you take the time to fully spell out a word.
Yeah, no,
and that's all I'm gonna say.
And you probably hate it too if somebody asks you if you ask them a question and they respond with just the letter K. That ticks people off too, I've noticed.
I have done that on occasion, but I don't, as a rule, I don't like that either.
Yeah. Because you're texting that person, they know. Oh, you mean K as in okay?
Yeah,
I thought you meant like K as in K. Kelly. Okay, sure. Okay,
because it's basically a throwaway text, and you're not really responding with anything.
I get most bothered when I call someone, and they text back. It's like I'm calling for a reason, you know. I think texting bothers me. I think texting should only be used for the casual things, like "Are you here? I'll meet you there. I'll see you in a minute." That I'm almost ready, you know, is something casual, but you know, or work related. But when it's like you're having a serious conversation, and inevitably with guys these days, they don't like the intimacy. They don't like talking. They'd rather just text a whole long thing. I don't like that.
Or they're with another girl.
And
what I mean.
Right.
Serious, heavy talks on text. It's
what
gross.
I'll say is. When you reply to thanks, when I send thanks, you don't need to reply, you're welcome. I am going to assume that you're acknowledging my thanks and you want to say you're welcome. But it ain't you're welcome.
What if I respond with the emoji?
I don't know why that bothers me.
What if I respond with the emoji with the hands up in the air?
I don't want, after I say thanks... Is it? That's it.
Just want to let you know.
I have to. I don't really know what the hands in the air emoji is. Is that the Illuminati?
That's
is
one of my
that
favorite
praising?
Ones.
I don't
praising.
Know. Is
no,
praising
right here at the neck?
The
no,
hands.
This one.
The hands with like little something. They're so tiny. I can't really. It's like I don't know what this is. The hands emoji.
Oh,
does that mean holla? Does
touching?
It mean yay?
No, Illuminati would be a triangle.
But what is it?
Not this one.
Is it like
no
high ten?
No, it's just the
high
hands.
High ten.
Just high.
Not the face.
Two hands in the air.
Hands, and I don't know if does that mean.
Hallelujah.
I thought
Hallelujah.
That was like, praise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a praise, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, praise.
I wasn't sure if that was Illuminati and I wasn't allowed to use it.
Yeah, I think that's just like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel you, dog.
Holla?
Hands up in the air.
Is it holla?
Yeah.
Because I love holla.
That's what how I use it, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't
holla.
Know if I'm using it right. Yeah.
All right.
All right, good to know. Learning.
We are learning.
But I've got Facebook Live down.
Oh, you do?
Just be ready at any time. I might pop on during the show.
You may be addicted to Facebook Live.
Maybe.
I think you possibly are. And I think Elena is the reason why you got addicted.
Elena's funny.
Because she started doing it like all day long, and then you started doing it too.
I'm going to do it now.
But all right, while you do that, Kelly, let's get ready to play Beat the Bank. This is round two. Earlier, Kayla got inside the vault, and it closed on her. Al said he felt awesome about it.
No thanks to me.
Didn't work out. We'll see how we do this time. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And like I said, we'll take caller number 13. We'll play. We do have a love letter to Kelly. Recap, Kelly.
Oh, good.
So remember Amy sent us a letter. We actually called her, and she said that there was a guy she was interested in at church.
Oh, yeah.
There were two gentlemen.
And one of them asked her, basically hollered, but she's not really into that guy.
Interested in him, yeah.
And she wanted to know, how do I let him down softly and gently, because I'm really hoping and holding out for this other guy.
Who may or may not ever ask her out. And y'all, I feel kind of bad because y'all kind of talked me out of my answer.
What was your answer?
My answer was to go out with a guy you're not really that interested in.
Yeah.
Because you don't know a man that's maybe not physically attracted you just on the surface, once you get to know him and get to talk to him, can suddenly become extremely attractive.
True.
The other guy isn't asking you out. This guy is.
He was giving her eyes. She wasn't interested in that.
She really asked her out.
So it doesn't really, you know, a lunch date is harmless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was my suggestion.
We asked her,
and then y'all talked me out. I mean, you know, I was like, okay, if you're just really not interested in him, I can't tell you what to do. I just tell you what I would do.
Because we asked her, we said, is there any sort of attraction?
She said, no,
he's a really nice guy, but I'm really attracted to this other guy. The other guy
was not even showing her any attention, or was he?
I think they made eye contact, but not much.
Not much.
Yeah. So I believe we finished off by saying, go talk to him.
Yeah.
Go up to Donald at church. And then
try to get some singles activities, because a lot of churches are lacking in the singles department. Yeah.
So we basically said, go talk to Donald and get it set up, and then check back in with us on Monday. So she wrote us.
She did.
Amy wrote us, and she said, I saw Donald at church today. He was with a girl, I assume is his daughter. So I decided not to ask him out for coffee out of respect for his daughter. That's a good look.
Uh-huh.
So
you could always go up and introduce yourself and say, who's this lovely young lady? At least open the, you know, communication there.
Yeah. But I understand why she didn't. And then she said there was an announcement, a reminder about First Wednesday service, which is this week. After church, he leaned over and asked if I would be at First Wednesday service.
Oh.
I said yes. So he smiled and said, then I will see you Wednesday night.
Oh, there you go.
Boom.
So I'll see what happens Wednesday night. I'll keep you guys posted.
Perfect. So he's interested.
As long as the other guy's showing interest.
He's interested.
See, it'd be different. If the other guy's not showing interest and you're just like saying no to everybody, hoping for somebody who's not showing interest, that's the wrong move. But if he's showing interest,
that was
then
politely
that's
showing interest.
Oh, great.
Sure.
Yeah. He showed it. I was talking to, we were at a wedding this weekend, and I was talking to these girls, the girls that were the single girls at the wedding, and they kept saying, it's like, man, it just seems like DBs keep hitting on us and blah, 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 because it was at the after party where it was at a hotel.
Yeah, it's never the ones you want.
Right, and I was like, well, what, do you see a guy you want? And they said, yeah, I mean, there's a few guys that we see, but they're not talking to us. And I was like, go talk to them then.
You have to give them the opportunity. You have to go hang out where they're hanging out.
Yeah, go up to him. Say, hey,
make sure your drink is suddenly empty and rattle the ice around
right.
the club. Give him an opportunity to say, can I get you
right? A lot of times girls don't realize how difficult you make it for a guy you'd be interested in to talk to you. And I try to be cognizant of it. But we roll deep to a bar. Everyone's dressed up. You're almost boxed in with your own girlfriends.
Yeah.
Or you get those guys you don't want hitting on you, that a guy's not going to approach. He has to be really confident to come up and interrupt your conversation with your girlfriends.
The typical guy, and I see it all the time in the bar, I see a guy kind of looking at a girl, or he'll say something to me or the group. He's like, man, she's looking good. I'm like, why don't you go on and talk to her? Nah. And so I'll try and be the middleman. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's hard. Even when I used to date, I haven't always been like, hey, how you doing, baby? It's hard to go and approach a girl.
I have a Kelly.
A long time ago, I was not.
Before I met you?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, before I met Big Al, he might have been like that. I can't vouch for what he was like then. Even after,
I would say, I mean, I haven't always been like the approaching guy. I haven't.
Something about being Big Al Mac made you?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Now I don't have any problem going up to anybody saying anything.
Because what do you got to lose?
Right. Yeah. I've just come to terms with that. What's the worst that can happen?
Al.
No. Shot down. Boom.
When I first moved here, I would call my friends back home and go like, guys, I think I met like the dating Illuminati. Because Al was like, he would literally walk up to girls and go, hey, what's up, girl? You're so hot. And they would fall for it and be like, oh,
yeah, because see, but like it's a numbers game too with guys like that.
Yeah.
They'll get rejected so many times, but Like, a lot of girls are just finally some guy speaking to me. Right. You know how many girls go out wishing somebody would talk to them, and they leave feeling horrible about themselves. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not attractive enough. When you got a bunch of intimidated guys that just won't even talk.
There's so many beautiful...
But the girl's also not setting them up for success.
Right. There's so many beautiful girls walking around, have nobody to go out with because we, the fellas, are scared to go up and talk to. The hotter they are, the more scared we are to talk to, you know?
And those are usually the girls that don't get talked. They don't get talked to at all sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if they do, it's those guys that don't.
Why nobody ever talked to me? I was the hottest girl in the club.
Do better. It's time to shine. Beat the bang.
All right.
I blame Al for the last
player
losing.
I accept responsibility.
Man.
I do. It was my fault. Boy, am I going to change my ways this time.
You're not going to say a word?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Well, it depends on if they ask. Lori Rodriguez, how are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm doing great.
You're calling number 13. You get to play Beat the Bank this hour. Yay.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
What are you doing right now?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm an academic advisor.
Ooh.
What's the good advice you could give us right now?
Please advise.
Yeah.
I'm, like, so nervous right now. I can't even think.
You know what my academic advisor in high school told me?
What?
You are in for a rude awakening when you get to college.
Yeah.
Because I was one of those kids that could just sit there. I'd never studied, but I could remember enough in class to do well on the test.
Yeah.
And I was salutatorian. I barely missed being valedictorian by that much, but she knew how I was. She was like, you were in a rude awakening.
And then you forget everything like a month later.
I can't remember anything.
Sure, yeah.
You ask me anything about geography, I can't remember it.
That's
but
how I was.
I could remember enough to get through the test.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So that's all I remember about my academic advisor insulting me.
My high school advisor told me not to, because I was interested in radio entertainment. They told me not to do it.
Yeah.
My college one was like, no, go try it. If you really like it, go do it. The college was
my college one was the one that said try everything, intern at everything. That was good.
Are you college or high school or where, Lori?
College,
okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're advising for reals.
I don't think I ever sought the advice of an advisor.
No, Al? Maybe you should.
Al just goes for it.
Yeah. All right, Lori. Well, here's the deal. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's got some dollars that he's going to be throwing your way. You just have to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. It could get up to $1,000. Now, even if he says $1,000, you still got to say stop, because if you don't and it does close, we get nothing, Lori. And we already had that happen today once. We don't want that happening twice on a Monday.
Okay, I'll try real hard.
All right, Lori.
Do you have any questions, Lori?
No, I'm good.
Good. That's right. You are good.
Lori.
I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I got it.
I mean, I'm good.
Got better intuition.
You know what? I ain't even mad at you.
Lori,
I'm
just so excited to be talking to you guys.
Oh, man. That was the best response ever. Okay, Lori.
I ain't mad at you, Lori.
Let's see what we got.
Do your thing, baby.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$180 $240 $400 $480 $550 $670 $810
Stop.
Girl!
I don't blame you. I don't blame you for that. Close enough.
$10. Lori, $810.
Wee. Oh, my gosh. That's Thank you guys so, so
that
much.
That is a lot of money. What are you going to do with $810?
Go shopping.
Yeah.
Girl. Buy a dress or some shoes. What are you buying?
I'm buying a handbag.
Good for you.
Yeah. You know what? Splurge. You're going to splurge on a designer one, right?
Of course.
I've been thinking about doing that for my birthday present to myself.
Oh, my gosh, Chloe, you should.
I don't know if I can do it.
In a while, do it.
I'm thinking about it.
Hopefully somebody's listening
for next
to the show
year.
Right now.
For the top shelf at the dollar store.
No, for myself. Yeah. Do it for myself.
I think it's the best splurge.
Yeah.
Doesn't get beat up like shoes.
I'm not asking for one. I want to do it for myself.
Okay.
But I might wait and do it for the big one next year.
Maybe
you know,
Alan. Never mind.
Maybe.
Putting it out there.
All right, Lori, congratulations. You won $810. Just for fun, we wanted to see if you bailed out at the very last second, okay? You already got your money. Right. This is just for fun.
Okay.
830.
And?
860.
Al wrote down 1,000 again.
And?
Ha ha! Al!
Again!
You,
Hey.
Oh, man.
You didn't.
Well, well done, Lori.
I'm totally happy.
Well
totally
done. Send us, text us a picture of the purse when you get it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Have a great day at school advising, Lori. Man, Al, what happened?
I don't know.
What's
lost
wrong,
my,
man?
Lost
you know
my
what?
Mojo,
everything's
man.
Falling apart. I think it's the stress from planning my birthday,
it's birthday party.
It's party. Thrown all your your balance off, your equilibrium.
I wake up thinking about Vanilla Ice. I go to sleep thinking about Vanilla Ice. I'm Vanilla Ice all the time.
And Vanilla Ice is going to be here on the show. On
Thursday.
The Friday morning show Thursday morning, performing at your bar Thursday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Do you feel bad that Al's been stressing out, Kelly?
No. No.
Oh, man.
But I tell you what, it's going to be all right. It's going to be off the chain.
We'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow. There's two chances for you to win. We'll play at 6:50 and 7:50 Central, just like we did today. Maybe you could be like our girl Lori, win yourself some money.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Attention, college students. Justin is here to save the day.
Yes, I am. Also, JC, I just want to thank you for, like, those awesome, warm introductions. They're so nice. They make me feel so, like, comfortable, like, and easy to talk to.
Oh, you're welcome, Justin.
Yeah.
They make me feel easy to talk to.
Yeah, like, okay. like I'm important.
You are important.
Before you start, Justin, we want to talk about this, because Kid TV's been talking about your thing that you do.
What did I do?
When you're on the radio, you like to touch your ears. Mm-hmm. You notice that?
Oh, have it. Put your hands
I
on the headphones.
This? Yeah. Oh, whenever I'm talking?
It's like you're Mariah Carey, and you're about to hit that high note.
Well, yeah, it's either that or I'm, like, touching my chest or something. It's just, like, whenever I'm talking, I'm always using my hands like I'm in a natural voguing right now.
You're feeling
that's
yourself.
What it is.
Yeah.
I'm just here. I'm hearing myself feeling it. Just, I'm there.
Well, if you're feeling it, go ahead and touch yourself.
Touch myself.
Justin, so how are you going to help me and Big Al since we are still technically college students?
Yeah. Okay, well, let me paint a picture for you, okay, JC? have you ever eaten noodles without a fork or chopsticks?
Yes. Mm.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
You just gotta slurp it.
Yeah.
Right. All like cooked noodles, because I used to not cook them and just eat them raw.
Yeah.
Raw ramen with the seasoning on top, crunchy, is good.
Yeah. Me and my sister, when we couldn't afford water, we
oh my God.
Ate them crunchy.
That's another level right there,
man. You feel all bad about it, Justin.
Yeah, when the water was cut off.
That's funny.
Well, you want to know what else is hard?
What?
JC.
Yeah. JC is hard?
You want to
hang it.
It's pretty hard. Well, what else is hard is college.
It is hard.
College. That was a pregnant pause.
It was hard here and there.
Yeah. College is hard. And I have researched and tested and gathered the much needed tools to survive college. And guess what these tools are?
What?
These are apps.
Oh, okay.
So here's the first one.
Yeah.
Texting and chatting with strangers is going to happen in college because of group projects and student organizations and parties and even dating.
Yeah.
Has someone ever asked you for your number and you're like, no way, Jose.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to diss Jose anymore.
Thank you.
Just give him your Kik username. If they become annoying or a creep, you can just block them with the swipe of a finger instead of blocking them from your phone number.
What's this called?
This is called Kik. K-I-K. K-I-K.
I need that.
Yeah.
Kik.
And this also works if you're on Tinder and you want to take this to another level, you can add your Kik username and then you can start texting each other and you can instead of from your phone
but
you're
they
using
don't have
the
their
app.
Okay they don't have your phone number.
All right, what about this one? See a dog, send a dog. See a beer, send a beer. This app is like Periscope and Snapchat combined. It allows for people to send pictures to certain area or zone, and people in that zone can see what's going on. At a party, you want to let people know where it's lit. Post it on Yeti. See a party, send a party.
Wow.
So you get random pictures from random people.
Yes.
I like that because it's so hard in college to make decisions of which like house parties or which fraternity parties or where the hotspot is that night. That's super dope. I like that because then it's like, oh, wait, send me a picture. I want to see if this place is popping or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So if popping you send places. A boob, you get a boob, basically?
Yeah. Weird. Everyone's doing it.
Kelly, you ever wondered, like, I want to go to all these parties, but I don't know which one is dope.
Which one, or which one is popping.
Or which one
or
is
which one
lit.
Has dope.
No. Or lit. Crap, I'm wrong.
And when you go to the party, you make sure you're beat to the gods, Kelly.
Yes. Yeah. You need to be on point and fleek, girl. You better work and turn it out.
Busted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, All right.
Yeti. That's Yeti.
Yeah, that was Yeti. Yeah. And if you want to, if you like Yeti, you can also post your Kick user, take a picture of your Kick username, and then people can see that.
You're
as
combining
well.
Kick and Yeti
you
now?
Can, you can combine Kick and whatever Yeti you want.
Match, too much.
Yeah. And if it's going to go down in the DM, like, might as well go down in Kick,
right,
too.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so next one.
Yes.
Ever said, I'll pay you back whenever I get my wallet. Well, you don't have to listen to that lie anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Books are expensive, and so is alcohol. Bit better have my money. Venmo lets you transfer money over to your friends so easily. It connects to your debit card and lets you transfer money over without the hassle of going to an ATM or delivering the money yourself.
You guys, this
I've heard of this one, I think, but I didn't remember the name of it.
Life
Venmo.
This is how I pay my babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
So what? you log on to this, and then I guess you have your account already in there.
Uh-huh, and you connect with them.
And their account, and you just, that's pretty cool.
And then everybody has to be on the app to make it work.
Spell this one again.
Venmo. V-E-N-M-O.
Yeah.
Venmo. This is how you can transfer money over to a friend.
It's probably my favorite app right now.
Yeah.
When it comes to paying people.
I love that. You always need to borrow money from friends.
Yeah.
At school. I'll pay you back when my parents send me more money.
Mm. Like, you could text me, Jenna, and be like, hey, JC, can you transfer some money? And I'll be like, no, but you could. And I could technically do that.
Can you hold a Venmo till Tuesday?
To a Tuesday.
Can you hold a check till Tuesday? Can you? Hey, I'm gonna Venmo you, but you need to hold on to it.
Can you Venmo on delay?
Yeah. Delay it.
You just don't reply to their text messages.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
Because that's what all college students want. We don't want to deal with cash or checks or anything like that. We just want to transfer over easy. Don't even think about it.
Mom and pops on Venmo. That way they'll always get you money.
Yes. I gotta call my grandma right now.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Yeah.
Shut up and take my money. No. How about shut up and save that money? $S on save that money with Mint. This app helps you build up savings budget and spend a little some here and there. College students use this to know how much Taco Bell and beer they can buy and still afford rent. Want to stop asking people for money? Take a Mint.
Whoa. So, see, that's smart.
Yeah,
so you put your bills in there, and it tells you how much you got left before you can spend.
Yeah. And then you can also go into savings as well, too, with Mint.
Cool. I've heard this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Not just applicable for, only for college kids, but it's great helping you budget
how much
extra spending money you got.
Right.
Yeah.
And it gives you, so you can still save money and still have fun.
Right.
And how much you're wanting to spend, how much you need to save.
It's the people that made TurboTax.
I like that.
So
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Oh. Yeah. TurboTax, QuickBooks. And so, they know what they're doing.
Jenna, you are so in the know.
I'm not really. I just know I had heard of this one, so I Googled it.
Mm-hmm. I Googled it.
She has a computer.
Jenna just bought a house, and so she's needing to know how much money she has left for beer.
Amen.
No, I love that I'm talking about using Mint, and I literally just have dollar amounts handwritten on my notepad on a piece of paper. That's how I'm keeping track of my finances. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the club.
What else you got, Justin?
Next one. Need to scratch something?
Yes.
College students know all about that scratching.
What that means.
Wait, like if I need a back scratcher?
Yeah.
Back scratcher?
Okay. Well, not that. Okay. We love scratching things off our to-do list.
That's my I love it.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Yes. We all like scratching things off. I see these lists right here.
I know. I have a notepad. I'm joking. Every day I make a list.
I was scratching off this morning.
Look at that. You got to scratch it. But what about swiping them off? Huh? Swiping. Yes, swiping off your to-do list. We love it even more. Get the Clear app and you can swipe out all the things you need to do. No need to waste paper or buy a book to scratch things off. If you get the Clear app, you'll have your to-do list always. Putting the Clear app on your to-do list.
I love this.
There's another one called that I've been using called Tomorrow. You do it tomorrow.
Oh. Wait, you just...
Kelly, how dare you go electronic on us?
I know. My friend told me about it.
You know how to use it?
Tomorrow. Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
So you have your list. You can check it off. And if you don't do it today, it automatically moves it to tomorrow. Or you can physically move it to tomorrow. It's called Do It Tomorrow. It's free. Or you can pay for it to make more fancy stuff. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
And that works with college students, too, because when you say do tomorrow, D-O, do tomorrow.
Yeah. And then you... I love it. It's Do It Tomorrow.
Well, Kelly with the assist on the app.
I can't believe that, Kelly. I thought Kelly and I... Yeah, the one thing her and I have in common were soul sisters with handwriting lists.
I used it a lot at first, but I love writing
Me
stuff
too.
Down, checking. I love mechanical pencils. I love paper.
But
I do.
This works for guys though, because we don't have a bag or a purse or a clutch to put all those notebooks in.
Yeah, right.
So you can just
writing it on a
you just whip
envelope.
It out and you just start swiping.
Yeah,
I like that. Whip it out and swipe it.
Yep.
These are
like Tinder.
Great apps, yeah. Justin, to help you get through college.
Oh, one more. This is my favorite.
Oh,
this is
Justin's favorite.
This is
the
my
one.
Best app that I've ever used. Excuse me, officer.
Uh-oh.
I swear to drunk, I'm not God. Stop drunk calling and texting your grandma. Find your drunk friends through GPS. Leave a trail of breadcrumbs so you know where you went last night. Get home safe. Find the hottest parties. Drunk mode lets you play smart while you get stupid.
So, okay, so what does it do?
So this is how it works. You know you're going to get silly. You're going to get sleazy. You're just going to throw them back.
Yeah.
Okay? But we don't make the best decisions when we're going to do that. So you get the drunk mode app before you go out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what it does is it locks your phone so you can't call drunk dial or call anyone that you don't want to. So you can block the people you know you don't want to call.
So
when
you can
drunk.
Only leave one person or two.
You can. Yeah, yeah. And if you got it and your friends got it and you're all silly and they want to keep track and know where you are, your GPS is tied to them so they can locate you or where your phone is.
Yeah.
That is great.
What if you are in the middle of a front lawn? It will...
Shout out.
I found my friend naked. Once in one morning yeah. laying on yeah. a front lawn.
Well, you didn't need the app, but if you had the app and you got, and he was like in a front lawn in another zip code, you would have been able to use the GPS on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we've all passed out on a front lawn in college.
No.
Kelly?
No. I partied with the best of them, but I have not passed out on a front lawn.
Oh, wow. Not one time.
The grass is quite comfortable.
Yeah, the grass
makes you itch.
Comfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, you wake up all moist in the morning.
Oh, I hate the dew.
Yeah, the dew.
The dew.
I hate it. It is the worst.
Oh, boy.
I like a soft bed of grass sleep on.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Bed of grass.
Oh, the good days.
All right, so that's the drunk mode app.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Very helpful. This will all be listed, I'm assuming, somewhere.
Yeah, kidnation.com.
Yeah. Okay. This list will be uploaded, and I love everyone. Bye.
Bye, Justin.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.